Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Mario Ritter Jr. This program is designed for English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English.
Coming up on the show, I report on some interesting history connected to Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The building reopens to the public Sunday after a five-year-long repair and restoration project. Brian Lynn presents the Science and Technology Report. He tells about international efforts to deal with the crowding of low Earth orbit. And we close the show with the lesson of the day. Do you know what reflexive pronouns are? Our teachers explain what they are and how we use them. But first, Jill Robbins has this story about the recent and brief period of martial law in South Korea.
South Korea's parliament moved to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol after he declared martial law and sent troops into the streets on Tuesday night. For several hours, armed forces with helicopters and armored vehicles surrounded the parliament. Lawmakers had to climb walls to get into the building and used fire extinguishers to hold off the troops. The lawmakers, who were able to re-enter the building, rejected Yoon's martial law declaration with a 190-0 vote. 18 lawmakers from Yoon's party also voted against the declaration. The vote forced Yoon to lift martial law about 6 hours after it began. Opposition parties then began the process of impeachment. Impeachment is a way for lawmakers to charge a public official with a crime while they are in office. Impeaching Yoon requires the support of 2/3 of the National Assembly and at least 6 of the 9 Constitutional Court justices. The Liberal Opposition Democratic Party holds a majority in the 300-seat parliament and has called for Yoon's resignation. A vote on the impeachment motion could be held as early as Friday, Democratic Party lawmaker Kim Jung-min said. Yoon ordered martial law without warning in a speech late Tuesday. He promised to remove anti-state forces he said were planning to rebel. He accused the main opposition parties of supporting North Korea. Yoon gave no direct evidence when he pointed to North Korea as a threatening force. Yoon has long held that a hard line is the only way to stop the North from following through on its nuclear threats against the South. In the late 1980s, several South Korean strongmen spoke of the threat from the North when struggling to control protesters and political opponents in the South. As president, Yoon has struggled to get his proposals through the opposition-controlled parliament. At the same time, Yoon and his wife have faced charges of corruption. South Korea's constitution gives the president power to use the military to keep order in wartime, warlike situations, or other comparable national emergency states. That can include suspending civil rights and temporarily limiting the powers of the courts and government agencies. But it also gives the National Assembly power to lift the declaration with a majority vote. Some experts say the way Yoon declared martial law went far beyond his lawful powers. The Constitution does not permit a president to use the military to suspend parliament. And many question whether the country really faces a situation comparable to war. The opposition said Yoon's actions were illegal and unconstitutional. The sudden declaration was also opposed by the leader of Yoon's own conservative party. Han Dong-hoon called the decision wrong and promised to stop it with the people. South Korea became a democracy only in the late 1980s, and military intervention in civilian affairs is still a sensitive subject. South Koreans were in shock with the actions. And many expressed surprise and worry on social media over Yoon's announcement. I'm Jill Robbins.
Notre Dame Cathedral in the French capital of Paris is set to reopen to the public Sunday after a five-year-long rebuilding project. The cathedral had been badly damaged in a fire in 2019. The Roman Catholic Religious Center is considered a jewel of Gothic building design, a symbol of Paris, and is a popular site to visit. The cathedral took 182 years to build, between the 12th and 14th centuries. It holds some surprising stories. Here are five special things to know about this famous Parisian site. In front of the cathedral, a metal and stone marker in the road describes the place as the starting point of the roads of France. This sign marks the starting point for measuring distances between Paris and other cities across the country. The marker was placed in 1924. But the idea of the cathedral as the center of the nation dates to 1769. King Louis XV thought there should be a central site for France's growing system of roads. That idea tied the nation's geography to its heart in Paris. Those frightening stone statues on Notre Dame might seem ancient, but not all of them are what they appear. The gargoyles are monster-shaped elements used to direct rainwater away from the building. They have been around since the time of the cathedral's construction. But the monster-like creatures often seen in photos and movies are chimera, and they are much newer. In 1841, the French government asked the architects Eugène Viollet-le-Duc and Jean-Baptiste Lassou to repair the then-collapsing building. Viollet-le-Duc added these frightening-looking statues to make the cathedral seem more mysterious. He drew ideas for the chimera from Victor Hugo's famous book, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. How to tell them apart? Gargoyles resemble horizontal spikes coming out of the facade and have spouts to permit rainwater to flow out. During the French Revolution, there were protests of religious centers. In 1793, revolutionaries took away the cathedral's religious symbols and renamed it Notre Dame de la Raison, or in English, Our Lady of Reason. During that time, the cathedral held events celebrating science and new ideas. And for a short time, it was even used to store the alcoholic drink called wine. Religious services started again in 1795 under the rule of Napoleon I. In 1792, revolutionaries also cut the heads off 28 statues from the front of Notre Dame, thinking the statues were of French royalty. They were really representations of ancient kings of Judah from stories in the Bible, the Christian holy book. The heads were thought lost forever. But in 1977, workers working in a courtyard in Paris uncovered hundreds of pieces of stone sculptures. Experts confirmed they were the missing heads of Notre Dame's Kings of Judah statues. Today, 22 of the heads have been repaired and are shown at the Cluny Museum in Paris. The 2019 fire that almost destroyed Notre Dame caused a serious health risk. When the flames melted the top of the building, large amounts of harmful lead dust were released into the air and came down across Paris. Officials found there were no rules to measure the danger of outdoor lead dust. This was not just a Paris issue. Major cities like London and Rome, and even the World Health Organization, do not have guidelines for outdoor lead pollution. The Notre Dame fire forced officials to take a closer look at their safety standards. It took 4 months for the city to complete an extensive cleaning of the city's streets, even as visitors and the citizens of Paris walked around the cathedral every day. Now that you know these five things, you can enjoy seeing the photos of the new Notre Dame when it opens to the public.
As the amount of space traffic continues to grow, the United Nations is calling for increased international cooperation to improve safety. Continued deployment of satellites and sharp increases in space debris over the years have resulted in the crowding of low Earth orbit. Space experts and industry leaders say this has created safety risks that will worsen if the problem is not dealt with. A UN gathering of experts in October called for more sharing of information about orbital space objects, as well as creation of an international process to follow and manage them. The meeting was organized by the UN's Office for Outer Space Affairs. Data from the American-based company Slingshot Aerospace suggests there are more than 14,000 satellites around the world in low Earth orbit. That number includes about 3,500 satellites that are currently inactive, Reuters news agency reports. In addition, there are about 120 million pieces of orbital debris left over from spacecraft launches, crashes, or other causes. Only a few thousand of those are large enough to follow or track. There's no time to lose on space traffic coordination. The director of the UN's Office for Outer Space Affairs, Arti Halameni, told Reuters. She added, "With so many objects being launched into space, we have to do everything we can to ensure space safety. And that means facilitating the sharing of information between operators." Halameni explained that such coordination should involve both public and private organizations. The goal is to take steps to avoid crashes between space objects orbiting in low Earth orbit. She added that this area of space must remain safe to prevent costly difficulties to technologies that drive worldwide communication, navigation, and scientific exploration. Currently, there is no centralized system to help prevent such problems. It has also been difficult for organizations to agree on a set of guidelines aimed at improving safety in low Earth orbit. While some countries are willing to share data, others object because of security or privacy concerns. There have been several examples of these issues over the past year. A Chinese launcher rocket exploded in August, creating thousands of pieces of debris in low Earth orbit. In June, an unused Russian satellite exploded, releasing thousands of metal pieces. That incident forced astronauts on the International Space Station to briefly take shelter. Low Earth orbit is the most crowded area of space. This is because it offers a balance between cost and proximity, making it a popular target for the quickly growing private space industry. It is estimated that many more satellites, tens of thousands more, will enter low Earth orbit in the coming years. One prediction by Canada-based space tracking company NorthStar Earth and Space suggests the possible financial risk of space object collisions is likely to reach $556 million over 5 years. NorthStar's chief executive, Stuart Bain, told Reuters the situation had reached a critical point for establishing rules to cover space objects in low Earth orbit. Bain noted that SpaceX's Starlink is launching thousands of satellites per year, and China and others are preparing to follow. Such expansion could threaten the load capacity of objects in low Earth orbit, he said. I'm Brian Lynn.
VOA Learning English has launched a new program for children. It is called Let's Learn English with Anna. The new course aims to teach children American English through asking and answering questions and experiencing fun situations. For more information, visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com.
Now it's time for the lesson of the day on the Learning English Podcast. My name is Andrew Smith, and I'm joined by Dr. Jill Robbins. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Andrew.
Our lesson is based on our video series, Let's Learn English. The series shows Anna Mateo in her work and life in Washington, D.C. Here's Anna introducing herself.
Hello, my name is Anna Mateo.
In our previous lesson, we listened to Lesson 17 of Level 2 of the series. The story of Lesson 17 continues in Lesson 18.
In the story, Anna and Pete each have to take care of a baby for 1 week. But their babies are not real. Instead, they are bags of flour.
Anna's boss, Ms. Weaver, wants Anna and Pete to learn about single parents who take care of children by themselves. To do this, she tells Anna and Pete to keep their bags of flour with them at all times.
Today, we'll find out how well Anna and Pete took care of their flour babies. And like Lesson 17, Lesson 18 uses many reflexive pronouns, which we taught in our previous lesson of the day. Those are pronouns such as myself, yourself, itself, themselves, and so on.
But Lesson 18 teaches one more thing. It reminds us that when we use a preposition of place, such as the words next to, around, near to, or beside, we cannot use reflexive pronouns after them. Instead, we just use object pronouns.
For example, we simply say, next to me, next to you, next to him, next to them, and so on.
Now let's join Lesson 18 and see how well Pete and Anna took care of their flower babies.
Okay, Pete, let me see your research first. That's a heavy binder. And you and your baby look great.
Thanks, Miss Weaver. We feel great.
Anna? Anna, you're next. Anna. Mm. Anna, wake up.
I'm here, baby. I'm here. Here's your bottle.
Anna, you and your baby look awful. What happened?
Well, I took her everywhere. Everywhere. And I fed her every 3 hours. So I haven't slept since... What day is it?
It's Friday. What happened there?
Oh, that. I was making myself a salad and had a little accident with a knife. I put my flower baby in front of me, and then I accidentally stabbed it. But I gave it first aid.
Is that a burn?
Yes. Yes, it is. While I was making myself dinner, I put baby next to me. I accidentally knocked her into the sink, so I put her in the microwave to dry. That's when she caught fire.
This doesn't sound too good for Anna or her flower baby. Listeners, do you think Anna is able to take care of a baby by herself? What do you think Ms. Weaver will say? And Jill, here's a question for you. When your children were babies, did you have to take care of them by yourself?
No, I had help from my husband and friends and in-laws. Just like language learning, it helps when you have a guide, a more experienced person to help you. My mother-in-law had 7 kids, so she had a lot of experience.
Well, I think that was probably helpful. It sure does help to have a guide. On the other hand, what do you think are some of the things language learners need to do, or perhaps sometimes need to do, by themselves?
Practice using new words, of course, but it's hard to do that by yourself. You need a conversation partner, unless you're just learning to read and write a language. And the thing that you would really need to do by yourself is to read in that language. I think reading is a great way to build your vocabulary.
I do too, and it's enjoyable. And you know, With the internet, there are lots of ways to teach yourself many different skills. I know, for example, that I've learned how to fix some things on my car by watching tutorials. That's spelled T-U-T-O-R-I-A-L-S, which are videos where someone teaches you how to do something.
It can be fun to teach yourself, but on the other hand, I think we need a personal connection. And sometimes there's no substitute for working with a teacher.
I agree. And that's a good expression to know. There's no substitute for. That means there is nothing that can be as good as what you had. Jill, do you think robots will ever be a substitute for human teachers?
I think they already are, in a way. Language learning apps and artificial intelligence or AI programs help people learn languages by themselves, but they are not yet substitutes for the real human connection of a person.
That's true. However, robots don't seem to get angry or impatient if we don't do our homework or don't listen carefully.
Well, we could program the robots to show emotions if we wanted them to be more like ourselves.
That's true, but we might have to be careful about that. It is interesting to think about. And Jill, you just used the reflexive pronoun ourselves, which reminds me that we should listen to the end of the story from Lesson 18. Anna has stabbed her bag of flour with a knife and has also burned it. Let's see what Ms. Weaver has to say.
Anna, you should be very proud of yourself.
Proud? She stabbed and burned her baby. And she only did one page of research. And it's covered in milk. Ugh.
Yes, Pete. But she followed instructions.
Hey! I did the...
Please, Pete. Anna, I think your baby has lost some weight. Is there something else you want to share?
Yes, I'd like to share these. I made them myself this morning.
You baked your baby? You should be ashamed of yourself.
I baked them at the end of the experiment, Pete. At that point, this was just a bag of flour.
It was always just a bag of flour.
Pete, will you listen to yourself? You sound crazy.
I sound crazy. This whole experiment was crazy. She was the one who carried around and fed it and what...
That is good.
At the end, Ms. Weaver says Anna did a good job because she stayed with her baby at all times. But Pete left his baby alone. Even though his baby did not get hurt, he did not really take care of it.
The poor flower baby. But Anna still gives him a cookie at the end.
All's well that ends well, I guess. Listeners, are there things you have taught yourself? What kinds of things can you learn by yourself? Write to us and let us know.
You can send your email to learningenglish@voanews.com.
And we will reply by ourselves. Remember, you can also find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Thanks for listening. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Andrew Smith.
That's our show for today, but join us again tomorrow to keep learning English on the Voice of America. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.